Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 120 of the Xbox Hall of Gamers podcast. I am back with the boys. This week, I'm joined by Keo.
Yeah, hello.
And Cameron.
Hello.
If you're listening to the Patreon part, you'll know that we're going to be talking about STDs and crabs, apparently, and some clap.
And house ownership.
House ownership, yes. The Patreon this week is a good one. There's a lot in there. I mean, a lot of it is us fucking around with mics.
Yes.
I'm going to be talking about my new PC because if I spent this amount of money on it, you guys need to fucking hear about it.
And then this counts as a tax deduction, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm using it for work. Maybe. Sure. I don't even know how to deduct things on my tax. I've never done that because I've never been a contractor.
An accountant. Just get an accountant.
Fuck. That is the easy way. You can
claim your accountant fee back in stacks as well. So, why wouldn't you?
All right. I mean, I'll give that some thought. But I'm not a contractor.
At least in Australia, like I'm a contractor, I can claim it back. But just it's like, is it because you work for a company? Is it covered by work? If it's not, and you're using it for work, you should be able to claim it back as tax.
Interesting. Okay.
But then, obviously. Different regions and all that.
Yeah, just sure. That's an interesting thought. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting tax advice from Aussies. Char, you're very right. Yeah.
Isn't Char the one that should be able to help with?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying, Char. Anyway, as always, we do the show live on Twitch. Come say hi. Join us in the chat. Xbox Hall of Gamers is the place to find us, as always. So we can hang out with you guys and you can ask questions and interact, and we'll try and answer your questions like Chara's, so you kind of understand what the fuck's going on sometimes, where it sounds like we're just talking to a ghost.
I've got a question. Can we invite an accountant on the podcast?
Sure, I'd love to have an accountant on. The accountants and marketers are basically the antithesis of each other. In fact, during my degree, they were like, hey, you're doing a double major. One of those majors is marketing information management. Information management, and then the other one is you can choose between marketing and accounting, and that really split our cohort quite a bit. It was very interesting to see who picked what. I picked marketing, obviously, because I can barely count on a good day.
Marketing was such a better subject at school than accounting.
It's so much more interesting. I mean, like I took like economics and accounting in high school, and like I find it interesting, but not enough to want to do it as a career. I much prefer working with glitter and paste. Usually eating it. All right. Yes. Well, getting into it. How have you guys been? Thank you, Cameron.
You want honesty or do you want me to just?
I mean, I was away for a week. I saw you guys did an episode without me. Which fucking how dare you? No, it was a good episode actually.
We kept it short and straight to the point and
no tangents.
I feel like it was just me yelling at Keir for like an hour, but yeah.
It's kind of
it was very short, yeah.
It was nice. It reminded me of the old days, Cameron, when you and I used to do like a speed run episode every now and then.
Yeah. At the same time, like there wasn't really like that much to talk about. Like there was the III showcase last week that was interesting. And I guess a wider discussion about like, the indie scene at the moment's a bit iffy because everybody essentially has to rely on an old IP. Like Hades 2 did their technical test this week.
Right.
We've had announcements, like we had Undermine 2 announcement, which I should have raved on a lot more last week because I love Undermine. Hollow Knight is getting rated in Australia.
So Silksong might actually get an announcement in June.
Silksong will be at Summer.
It's got to be, right?
I'm 100% calling it. But yeah, it was good. It was short.
Outside of breaking myself, you know, just generally, you know, with my lifestyle, but I'm good. So
you got a haircut for our audio listeners?
I did. I actually thought I'd clean up a little bit this week. So, and no, not gaming wise. No, I'm completing games.
Who the fuck does that?
No, but yeah. So you know, come check out the episode, and then check out last week's episode and see the difference.
Exactly. Also, yeah, I do put these VODs up on YouTube. I always forget to mention that. But if you are an audio listener and you do miss the live stream, It's on Twitch for a little bit, and then I chop it up and put it on our YouTube channel. So you can go check us out there if you want to look at the backlog. And Char, who's in the chat right now, does funny thumbnails for me, which I greatly appreciate. It can be difficult to find an image to come up with the title bullshit that I spin.
Yeah.
Stock
So
images is a
I'm
fun
always
game.
very surprised.
Well, I can't wait for the next Keotastrophe.
Yes. See, exactly. Like I to be fair, I think last week's episode's name I was pretty proud of, I gotta say. So
I
that
appreciate. I think I end up in the names of a few times.
yeah, Keo is just a good, like, it works well as pun fodder. It's great. Char also does come up with the occasional title themselves as well, so I appreciate that too. All right. So we have a question from my good friend Isaac, Mr. Logic Dad, question asker extraordinaire, who says, "Hey guys, what was the worst time you had with a missable achievement? Did you grind for hours just to miss the one that you were going for, or maybe it glitched on you? Did your save get corrupted right as you were able to pop one? Thanks for the show. Thank you for the question, Isaac." Anything spring to mind for you guys straight
The one
away?
I'm always going to go with is Forza Horizon 2.
Yeah.
Every
Just
time. Mm-hmm.
because it's the only one that I have that wiped 200 hours worth of progress
Yeah.
in one fell swoop, and then I had to start over, which was very fun.
Is that technically a missable achievement, though?
He missed it.
Isn't,
He missed
he
it.
did miss
I missed
it.
it the first time around.
I think.
I hopped in that McLaren and I just drove straight past that fucking
That
completion the
barn,
first
yep.
time. Yeah. I think this
Well,
is, I was gonna say, I think this is around the time too where I couldn't fast travel.
that's right.
Because I had the, everything was a road trip kind of stuff. Anyway, that's the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, I had two that came to mind. The first one was the Tomb Raider 2013 remake. The first time I played it, I got right to the end and did every single conversation with the crew except for one sentence. The
Oh.
fi I didn't press A or whatever it was to
Yep.
get the message on the very last time. I just moved on, and that was that. The other one, which kind of stopped me playing from Dante's Inferno, was that I was keeping real good track of the collectibles, and then I realized that I was at the checkpoint after a collectible, and I knew I'd have to get it on another run. So, and that's the kind of thing that happens more often than not, I think, with those games. So,
Can I go back to the Tomb Raider one for a moment? You just
yeah,
reminded
go
me that
for it.
last year, that bloody game robbed me from two achievements, which was the fully modded and completely upgraded weapons and completal challenges. Just
Oh, that's
both
right. Yeah, you
just
had a
unlocked.
glitch on that one. Yeah, that sucks.
I need to go
Yeah.
back to them.
I haven't gone back to the Tomb Raider and done it. I haven't played the story again. I haven't even gone and
Well,
done the remaster one. Like,
we
yeah.
smashed out the multiplayer, right? But
We
then
did, yeah.
we just didn't continue it on after the stuff glitched.
I have been considering doing the PC version of the second game because it's on Game Pass, and I'm
Started.
like,
It's a
it's
good
back on Game
game,
Pass. It
but
is my favorite of the trilogy, but I know that the online is quite shaky, so I'm umming and ahhing about it. But I'm like, I have the new
yeah,
PC, I
that's a
so I'm like, oh, I should get some like PC Game Pass stuff and really put it through its paces, you know.
and with that one, you really have to complete the story to get the cards for the survival mode.
I have a recent one. Fucking Halo has been Halo Master Chief Collection. On the I don't know what happened with it, but basically, I somehow managed to fuck something up with either while I was like offline and while playing, and so it just like basically I stopped getting progress from my achievements on the piece on my laptop version of the game, which was the one I was traveling with last week. So I was playing a bunch, and then I realized I was like, oh, I got to the end of this, and I just haven't got. I thought there might have been like silent pops or whatever. No achievements for a bunch of stuff. I downloaded it on the new computer, and it works just fine. So it was a laptop problem. So I had to wipe my save, which sucked. Thankfully, Halo, like, their servers back up some stuff, but like I lost all of my Spartan Ops progress, for example, which I was really not happy about. But I like again, like, so I have most of it back, but I definitely had a lot of levels where I was like, I definitely got the pass score for that, like, or I got the part time, and like, I just did, like, I was like, well, actually, I just completed that level and I didn't get anything. The reach achievements in particular are very like buggy, and people are like, yeah, you need to go in and like delete your local save and don't let it sync from the cloud and just play it like it's a brand new game, and then the achievement sometimes unlocks. And I'm just like, I knew Master Chief Collection was going to be a buggy one going into it because it's just that has a bit of a history, but I was hoping they'd ironed out more of it. But
Yeah, I thought it was like for most of it pretty much fixed now.
yeah, like I said, like if I'm playing on console, I haven't had too much problem. It's like the reach
Yeah.
stuff is a bit bad, but the PC stuff has been pretty buggy.
I think that's an Xbox thing too. Like, I feel like the more time sorry, when it's a game that's like play anywhere, if I go with the Windows version first, it's more likely to break.
I think there's just more things that can go wrong there.
There
Like even
was.
I was gonna say, even downloading from the store, like I was trying to download DPS Idle because I quite enjoy DPS. It's shovelware essentially, but it's that kind of like easy to understand kind of clickable game that I don't mind doing the update for. Store just refuses to download it.
Yeah, there's trouble with the update. Well, between the 2013 version of the Xbox achievements, you know, the cloud-based stuff, and then the newer systems as well. So in between that issue, between those two and then the PC version when they started adding achievements, there seems to be too many systems.
David points out also, yeah, Fallout 4 broke all their achievements with their latest update on PC.
Was there an actual update for it though, or not?
I think there was supposed to be, yeah, because they did some stuff with
No.
the content hub or the
I thought the next gen patch was coming out next month though,
I
unless they
don't think
did
it's the next
another.
gen patch. I think it was
Okay.
something else, but
Yeah,
timing
because
wise, couldn't
apparently it's
be fucking
been
worse.
broken since late March.
Oh, really?
So it's been like 3 weeks now at
Oh,
least.
geez, yeah, okay, it's not great.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a massively successful TV show that's
Exactly. Yeah, timing could not be worse on that.
Yeah.
It's like a later example I can think of, and again, like I'm sure I have lots of other examples that just kind of slipped my mind after the last 16 years, but Dark Souls 3 was a bit of a one. Like I love that game, but it requires like three playthroughs. I mean, again, like the new game plus is quite quick because you are overpowered, but I played that game when I had intermittent internet. And so I played it for a bit and I was having some internet problems or whatever. I think it was when we might have moved in and like I switched internet or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. But I remember when I got the internet back, I went back on and I was like, where am I? Like this is like I was like, have I skipped ahead? And I was like, no, I'd actually done a whole playthrough and it'd take me back to the last cloud save, which was actually a playthrough back.
Oh.
So I was again, so I was like, I was halfway through my second playthrough. I was halfway through my like third playthrough on the local, but it obviously hadn't uploaded or saved or something had happened. And so when I tried to log into it on the Xbox, it was like, hey, buddy, you're back in the middle of your second playthrough. So I had to play a bit more of that game than I was hoping to. I mean, I still love that game, but it was tough to go back to after that. And then the other one that springs to mind is I glitched one actually, which is Wolfenstein 2. There, if you're going for the collectibles in that game, there is some weird stuff around the side quest missions. I think it's like if you pick up a collectible and then don't go back to base at the end of the mission and stay in the mission after you've done it, it'll break the achievement. So like there's an achievement for getting one of each type of collectible. I just don't have that achievement, even though I do have the collectibles. So I
Right.
basically have to restart the entire game, unfortunately. So I have not gone back to that for that and many other reasons because Wolfenstein 2 is kind of the albatross that will be around my neck forever. But yeah, it definitely sours the experience a little bit, you know. And I'm sure all of us have had the experience of counting your collectibles and being like, hang on a minute, I should be at 500 here and I'm at 499. Where the fuck did I miss one of them? And just having to go back through the list.
I love going back to
Like
360 games, but like the amount of ones
Crackdown.
I.
Yeah, Crackdown is the agility orbs. I think I was missing like 483 or something out of 500, but I started back at one and checked them all again. So,
It's wild.
I'm trying to think of any other ones that have like really grinded my gears. But I can't really think of any off the top of my head other than Forza Horizon 2.
The amount of times that I've tried to do the Batman Arkham City a calendar man and forgotten to log in on a certain
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
day of the month.
Yeah.
And I think the Xbox One version, you couldn't, one of the versions you couldn't change the dates.
Oh, the Xbox One version probably, because the 360 one, you definitely came to limit it.
So there was no way to fudge that. So,
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about all I have, I think.
Yeah,
At
like
least for now.
I'm sure I have plenty of other ones that I've just kind of blocked out of my memory, but
Yeah, I can only think of glitches and stuff like that now, so.
yeah. Mostly,
Yeah,
like mostly, I'm relatively lucky when it comes to games.
the only other one I can think of is Invisible. It's discontinued. And that was the Forza Horizon 2 360 one.
Yeah.
With the bloody servers just shut down with no warning.
Yeah, d DLCs being delisted before you get the missable achievements.
Yeah, I
You
can't stand that.
miss buying it, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm trying to see if there's like any other ones. There was no, I can't think of what the game's called now. Never mind. That's fine.
All
Oh,
right. Oh, yes.
I thought Watch Dogs.
Oh, yeah, with the song stink.
It's not missable, but I've never managed to get the conditions of that to just unlock.
Yeah. I
And
mean, the same thing happened in Watch Dogs 2 with me, though, with it was the one where you had to take the photos of the areas. I restarted the game 4 times, it just to get up to the point to unlock the camera or something, just to do that, and then just
Man, it's too annoying.
whatever it was. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the news. Thank you for the question, by the way, Isaac. As always, we appreciate your support of the show. All right. Keo has found some news for us this week because Cameron has been busy with house stuff. If you want to figure out, find out that story, make sure you subscribe to the Patreon to hear that outtake. Some great chat in there.
Yes. So because Cameron was away, I found a few things, and the first one was the Star Wars Ubisoft. There's more controversy after last week's issues with the pricing of the editions and stuff like that, and there's a bit of backlash with the two additional narrative expansions coming after launch. There's a season pass that will include a day one exclusive mission with Jabba, the Hutt, and it's pretty much like people are having trouble, like really the content locked behind season passes and stuff like that. Kind of is it act sorry, is it Ubisoft going back to their old ways where they're kind of locking stuff behind additions and stuff like that?
I think it's an
Or
interesting topic because I don't think we've ever had a situation where recognizable IPs being like locked behind season pass. Like something to the caliber of like having Star Wars and then having like a notable character like Jabba the Hutt.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, I feel like this, back in the day we had Project $10 with EA and they would do like season pass stuff or online passes. And now it's more like, yeah, you get the season pass, you get like an exclusive quest or two. I mean, even
But like
Hogwarts
Ubisoft's
Legacy did
always,
it, like that.
Hogwarts Legacy makes sense. I mean, Ubisoft in the past has done the same model, but they haven't had it tied to, like you've
Well,
got a sure quest with Assassin's Creed and stuff like that. Like the pricing model is the same, but I think the fact of having a recognizable IP
Yeah,
kind of
well,
sours it for the big fans, I should say.
they went ahead and said that it's not the only Jabba the Hutt mission that's going to be in the game, right? But like the problem with it is that there is a being locked to a season pass, like is that going to go away? So Ubisoft, like I'm talking about Massive, who make this game, did seasons in The Division 2, and there's no way to go back to the story content in those games.
Yeah,
So I feel like it's a different,
I know, because this is, I think this is going to be more Watch Dogs than anything else, really, like based on the footage. Like, I think it's going to be much more like open worldy,
Yes, but in terms of how the season passes actually work, are we going to lose that content after the first season finishes?
No,
So
because I don't think it's seasonal. Like, I don't think it's like battle pass stuff. Like, I think we're They're talking about just like straight up DLC here. Like they did the same thing for Avatar. Like Avatar has some exclusive missions that you only get if you get the season pass up front, and then they have more content coming down the line. But if you get Ubisoft Plus, you get all of it, which I think is
Yeah,
kind
you
of
do.
their that that's kind of what they're pushing towards at the moment, is they
Yeah,
want more
they
people
want
on their
people
service.
to buy and forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question for me though is like with these IP, obviously back in the 360 and even early Xbox One days, we had like the Spider-Mans and the like get delisted, like those recognizable IP get delisted. Do we think something like Ubisoft, do we think we'll see Avatar delisted like years down the line? Do we think we'll see Star Wars out? Like it's
Sure. I mean, the 360 version Avatar game did get delisted, I think, right? Or at least I know the multiplayer got shut down. Is it still available
multiplayer
for
got shut
purchase?
down. I don't know if it got delisted.
Let's have a look. But
Yeah, I'd say it probably
like
is.
I know these games will exist in physical formats, but then if they do get delisted, that's when you're going to have that issue with being able to access that content. Oh, it's James Cameron's Avatar, isn't it? I was like,
Yes,
yes,
it is.
I
Kind of
might be
weird.
forgetting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've
Has
locked
been
this.
removed.
They've locked these. They've locked exclusive missions behind retailers before.
Yeah, true. Yeah, like
True.
this isn't a brand new thing. Like it's
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
exactly. Like it would be the thing where it's like, oh, you bought this game at GameStop instead of Best Buy. Well, guess what? You don't get this piece of content until, yeah, like David says in the chat, like just wait a year for the Game of the Year edition that has all the DLC built into it for half the
Yeah.
price. Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully this will be a single season pass that includes the two expansions and you get that extra mission and then that's it.
Yeah, it
That
costs
but
you $200.
that was my main concern with when they say seasons, what's a season? Because like one of the things Division 2 should have done it, that they should have done for that game is once the content rolled into the next season, the previous season should just been something you could go do.
Yeah, it's
But
surprising that the I guess, yeah.
But yeah, because it's key story to the game, and it's just completely gone. And then they just rotated the same kind of events through every single season, and the story that would lead up to Division 3 or whatever. I mean, it took them a year and a half, 2 years to get back to recreating what Season 6 or Season 7 or whatever it was they started back up with, and it was starting past that point where, and they were saying, "Oh yeah, then this is going on with this character." Which you would have known if you'd followed the seasons, what was going on
Yeah,
with the
that
story.
feels like a
So
really big misstep on their
it
point.
was, yeah. So, yeah. So, because Massive kind of added again with, you know, this kind of stuff, I'm like, what are their thoughts on extra content and what they're actually going to do? So, I'd like to
I
think
mean, I
that
guess the difference
hopefully,
is like this is a single player thing. I don't think that they this game is not going to be much of a live service, I don't think, or anything. Like, I think that's the key difference. But they will try and get as much money out of you as possible with DLC and locked behind missions and all that kind of stuff.
I feel like Destiny fans were giving you death glares then.
Yeah, fuck them. What do they know? Actually,
I
to be fair,
mean,
the final.
Destiny fans know that
Well, they
horribly. Like,
definitely don't know the story of Destiny because you
well,
can't play the thing.
that's true. That's all
Yeah.
vaulted. To be fair, the final shape does look really cool, though. But we'll see. I'm definitely going to hold judgment. And by that, I mean listen to some people tell me what they think and then just incorporate their opinion into my own, even though I've never played the game. What else have you got for us here?
All right, so the a little while ago we were hearing about some insider features coming out with more mouse and keyboard support with compatibility. Looks like some of that is kind of starting to be rolled out. So they're going to do 14 games, including like Age of Empires 2, Atomic Heart. So this is a similar kind of list that we were looking at the last time we talked about this. But I really just wanted to bring up your thoughts on this being exclusive to the cloud, specifically, like because these features would be really good for console, right? So, we've got stuff like Quake 2, Quake, Sea of Thieves, Sniper, all that kind of stuff. So,
I
what are you
think
what are your thoughts?
they're probably going the route of what is going to be the most optimal experience for a gamer. Like you think Age of Empires 2 on console plays a lot differently to Age of Empires 2 on PC.
True.
It doesn't make sense to add key mouse and keyboard support to Age of Empires 2 Xbox.
If they're building the game differently, but if they were at the point where they were building the games and they could just do a port, then why would they have to build the game differently?
Like, I mean, I'm saying Age of Empires 2 is built differently.
Yeah.
Like, playing on console for Age of Empires 2 is is a vastly different experience than playing Age of Empires 2 on PC.
Yeah.
Because you've got, like, you've got, what are they called? Like, sections that, you know, you can just automatically get your villagers to do food and wood, like, in early stages, rather
it's like
than
shortcuts and
clicking. Yeah, shortcut,
it's the same situation that, like, when Halo Wars is coming out, everyone was like, how's an RTS going to work on a console? And the answer is radial menus.
Yeah. Which is completely fucked. Like, a lot of these games here, I think mouse and keyboard, like, completely fine.
It is interesting that, like, I was traveling, and so I was playing using the cloud a fair amount. Yeah. And I was looking at it, and I was like, the cloud will not work unless you have a controller plugged into it. And it's just weird to think about. Like, I'm on a PC.
Yeah.
Why can't I just stream the PC version of this game? Even and it's like, no, you basically only stream the console version. So they're essentially, it's interesting that they're adding mouse and keyboard to the console versions of this stuff.
Isn't it because the server, like, the server blades are the
consoles? The server, that's what I mean. Yeah, the server blades are literally just Series X adjacent things, so they're not PC. So so basically what they're doing is kind of getting around it by saying, yeah, we'll stream the console version of it, but we'll allow you to use mouse and keyboard because they're compatible with it.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of a workaround, I guess, which is kind of interesting. I'm very curious to see if this kind of becomes, like, if this is just, like, a thing that they just put out there and they're like, this is pretty much it. Like, we're just kind of just going to, we do a few of these, or if this is going to be more of a, like, a real effort to make this a feature.
First party and major titles kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah. But what's interesting, you see a few things in here, like Norco and Terraria.
There's a few smaller stuff in here, but
Piku Niku. Yeah. I guess
Terraria will probably have the player numbers over the years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess a lot of these games also have PC versions that it's like, well, if we're making a console version and we have a PC version, it's probably not that difficult to add mouse and keyboard key bindings to the console version. Like, you built it on a PC in the first place, right?
The other thing too with this list is a lot of these games are substantial. Like, I would say concreted in Game Pass, probably never going to leave the service.
Yeah, agreed.
With the exception of Piku Niku.
Which is literally just about to leave. But yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I've been fooling around with Vampire Survivors and Brotato.
Mm.
And the mobile version of Brotato doesn't have touch controls. You need to have a controller plugged in to play
it's
that
interesting,
one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But the Vampire Survivors does.
Yeah.
And so going between the console versions of those, the mobile versions, I installed both of them on my PC because I'm just like, nah, fuck this. I just need WASD for this because it's one button.
Yeah,
basically. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, and it was so much easier to play that that way. So.
Now, tell me about this next story, Keo. I'm very excited.
I thought that this might be something that you might be interested in. So, there was an X user called Midori that has a history of publishing information about Atlas titles.
Yes, they do.
Hey, I drink that.
No, that's the different Midori. Oh, <okay.
laughs> wait, sorry. Yes, yeah, so basically it came up that Persona 1 and 2 needed a remake, and it was kind of alluded to that they were actually coming. So because Persona 3 was basically, you know, such a big hit, I thought that they've had other games like Metaphor of ReFantazio and stuff like that that they've got that coming out and stuff.
That's coming out this year, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's been a whole ton of I don't want to say leaked, but like rumored Atlas content coming. I've heard about Persona 1 and 2 for ages in like the subreddits and that.
Yeah, I mean, people have been talking about it forever, but I think that like Midori is one of those people who has also been leaking a lot about Persona 6, for example.
Yes. Yeah.
And being like, hey, yeah, it's still going to be in a high school. And everyone's like, ah, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. So I really just put this one in here because, you know, it's something nice to kind of back on with your Persona stuff. There's a few Persona fans in here.
I think it definitely makes sense. Like, one and two, Persona 1 and 2 2 especially does not get the love it really deserves. One, the first Persona 1 is very much still a Shin Megami Tensei game. Like it still had a lot of that DNA in it, whereas 2 is kind of where it started to develop a personality of its own. And then obviously 3 is the one that everyone loves and turned it into a huge hit. So it is really cool to see. Like
The
I yeah.
Persona 1 was the very last thing I downloaded on my PSP years ago. So just going through and buying stuff on the store before it, you know,
Yeah.
with the way of the dodo. So,
yeah, I'd be very curious to see if they do like a pack-in, because I feel like the strength of 1 and 2, probably the popularity probably won't be enough for them to do maybe separate. I don't know. They kind of say like remakes, but maybe updated versions. So I don't know if we're going to get the. I highly doubt we're getting the full Persona 3 Reload treatment for these two games, because they are. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of two minds about it, because the games are old enough that it maybe makes sense to just start from the ground up and use the engine they have. But also, I could also see them just doing like some like remastered ports, just so they're playable. Because if you think about it, like, where can you get a copy of Persona 1 and 2 at this point to play easily? No one offers it. So,
Well, PSP was the only
exactly,
place
yeah.
that I could access it at all. So, yeah. And I couldn't even get a hold of 2. I don't even think that was ever on there, in the format
Yeah, well, I'm
that it
trying to remember
was.
what
So it
two
was
came
kind of
out
missing. It
on,
was just
yeah.
1, and then I think what, 3 came to the V, was accessible through the Vita maybe? Can't
Yeah,
remember,
it
but
was on the portable, yeah, basically the PlayStation Portable, and then I think the original PlayStation, I think it was on.
Well, I mean, that was the port. It was from the PlayStation.
Yeah, of course, yeah, right. It's yeah, 1999. Actually the subtitle Innocent Sin, if you play through 3, which I did recently, one of the social links is playing an online MMO called Innocent Sin. And the characters you play as are references to the characters. Like it's basically it's Persona 2. Like you're the character is playing Persona 2, the video game on PC.
Well, we've got a few milestones and stuff that have kind of popped up over the last week. So Rare says that Sea of Thieves has hit 40 million players ahead of the release. So that's not even like that's people with accounts. So it's
Sure.
not even people who are currently playing the game, obviously. So it's basically, yeah. So leading up, there have been 40 million people that have made accounts to play the game to try it out. And that's before we even get to the PS5. So
You're elite 50, surely.
it is going to go off pretty well, I think, because a lot of people are excited of for Sea of Thieves. I was having a look at X, and there is actually, because I'm just going to lump these three pieces of news in together, because like Fallout 4 was the best-selling game in Europe last week, I believe.
That's
That's a
crazy.
That considering that that game has broken achievements, anybody on Xbox is going to be, you know, like sorely disappointed at the moment. But
It's also like the worst one of the three that they brought out.
and that's
Right,
caused a
there's a
few
three.
people
3, New
that's
Vegas, and 4.
yeah.
We don't talk about 76.
Okay.
Even though that,
76 apparently has been doing right now.
I'm sure it's
Yeah,
doing
it is.
fine.
Yeah, so that has led people to go and investigate what's kind of going on with sales wise across the Xbox platform. And so Derek Strickland over at Tweaktown posted on X that if nothing else, FTC and Microsoft trial in 2023 taught us an important lesson. PlayStation and Xbox are cooperative as they are competitive. Microsoft depends heavily on Sony's storefront to sell its games, including mega hits like Minecraft, Call of Duty. So obviously talking about going into the realm of third-party stuff now with the Call of Duty stuff, but they've owned Minecraft for quite a while. And Sony in turn welcomes Microsoft's revenue contribution. So this cooperation has evolved now that Microsoft has broken first-party game exclusivity. And going a bit further down, when I originally checked the PS Store charts to see if Fallout TV show bumped the franchise sales, he checked and noticed that Xbox actually had a lot of other games up in the top 25 on the
Which is
PlayStation
nuts.
Store now. Yeah. So having a look, you're looking at stuff like So Call of Duty's like up there. Sea of Thieves has had a lot of pre-orders. Fallout's on there. Basically Grounded is on there as well. They're basically they have the top share of sort of 28% of
So,
games in the top 25 of the on the PlayStation Store.
7 out of the 25, which is
So it's
interesting.
essentially Activision Blizzard King, the four games, well, not all four, but like Grounded and
Yeah.
Sea of
Grounded and Sea of
Thieves,
Thieves, yep.
and then the success of Fallout. The only outlier there, otherwise, is Minecraft.
Yeah, which has always been a big,
Yeah,
obviously
yes,
a
of
big seller.
course. Minecraft is always going to be like one of the best-selling games, so.
Yeah, so excusing Call of Duty, which is basically always at the top, I mean, it is a little bit further down the list. You do see Minecraft and Fallout 76 and stuff like that. But which game isn't out yet? I think it's actually Sea of Thieves is the only one that hasn't hit the stores
Yeah,
yet.
it's still coming next
Yeah.
month, I think.
Grounded is out, maybe, I think. Or is that coming as
No.
well?
They just did the update, so it's sometime this month, right?
Yes, it is. It is right because
Yeah, it's the end of the month, I
they're
think.
doing the
Yeah.
full.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and like those games are getting hit pretty hard with pre-orders. So it'd be interesting to see what their market share is like, kind of how this list changes in a couple of weeks. It would probably look a little bit different.
I'm very also very
It'll be
curious what the
higher.
content strategy is going to be for those games going forward. As to like, are they going to ramp it up now? They're like, well, we're on more consoles. We need to like get people invested. We got a bigger audience.
Grounded's
Is
end of life.
that's what you're grounded as end of life,
Yeah.
which I always thought was interesting. It's like it's a live service game that is now you're done with. But I guess you're not done with. You're just done with content. Like the game still
Yeah.
continues. People still do their own thing. Sea of
Yeah. I mean,
Thieves.
the game's essentially a sandbox, the same way that The Sims or
Sure, yeah,
any
exactly.
others
Like
are.
it's a fuck around survival simulator. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Interesting
so
list there.
going back to Fallout 4, the biggest leap was from 20,000 to 24,000 to 83,491 players, like bumping
Jesus.
that. It went from that across all platforms. So, and it's what, $5 for Fallout 4 on the PlayStation at the moment or something?
Pretty much, they're basically
So,
giving it away, yeah.
yeah. So, and I mean, they're giving it away on multiple platforms. You're looking at 76, Prime, you can get the Xbox version and the PC version as well.
Yeah,
So,
true.
they're basically just dumping it everywhere they can to kind of get something with that. So,
David asked if there are any Fallout Shelter fans in chat. I think nope. I don't think I
it's a
actually
good
forgot that
game,
game
but.
existed.
It's a good game. I just have to do it in like spurts.
I mean, it's a mobile game. That's the idea, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, do you have any other thoughts on that at all, or?
I'm just interested looking at this list. Like, I honestly am surprised my two is in the top 25, even if it is in 25th position. I've completely forgotten about Smite.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you just look at the top 25 list and you're just like, oh yeah, Apex Legends still does pretty well.
I mean, those like free or close to free or like
Yeah.
freemium or like live service kind of, they just stick around forever, They
Yeah.
just, I mean, yeah, you
We
see
got
like
your typical
Genshin Impact
EA
to
Sports
21, like
ones.
that's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
You got,
exactly.
and then you can see like you see Honkai Star Rail also from the same company at 17.
Yes, I was just about to mention that. Yeah. So, I mean, other than that, we've got a couple of sports games on here. You expect NBA to be up there and stuff like that,
Now watch out
but
if we start
yeah.
talking
So,
about charts too much, we'll end up on the Xbox cast.
yeah. I mean, end of year's coming up quick. We better get our stats ready. So.
True.
It's April. It's fucking April. Slow down. Some people need to move into their house this year.
Yeah. So moving on from that, I guess, we had a few little fixes and stuff like that with achievements. We've already mentioned Fallout 4. So that was brought up a little bit earlier on, where basically all of the achievements have been broken on Xbox exclusively. So it looks like on platforms it's kind of other platforms it's working. So don't bother playing Fallout 4, go
Are
to
they
New
working on
Vegas or
PC or is it?
well, I think it's the Xbox infrastructure. So you're looking at Steam and PlayStation that have the trophies. But I mean, there is a Windows Store version, but I don't know. We have to kind of have a look at that stack.
I'm having a look at the moment,
Yeah, me
just
too, me too. So having a look at achievements unlock.
yeah. People, I just picked a random achievement. People unlocked it today, so
Okay,
no,
cool.
okay,
Yeah, so
that's
you can
good.
go ahead and play the Windows version instead. But yeah, just avoid the Xbox version for now. And if you've got Game Pass, you pretty much have access to that anyway.
Yeah.
So, but some good news.
And if you don't, it's $6 at the moment. A lot of the Fallout games are on sale,
Yeah,
so
now's a good
exactly.
time to grab them. Yeah.
So two games got fixes this week. You're looking at Tomb Raider, the 1-3 Master Collection. Pretty much one of the reasons I haven't really bothered looking at the game or anything like that. So there was a funny thing where there was a collectible that was kind of hidden under the map that you couldn't actually get access to.
That
So
sucks.
you couldn't collect, and it was just in the first game, Unfinished Business. So obviously there's a little bit of a mapping issue going on, going between the old graphics and new graphics, where it kind of just bumped a collectible out of existence. But there's a huge list of patch notes for this, for Tomb Raider as well. So where they've added like a little bit extra content, like facial expressions and stuff like that for camera poses and all that kind of stuff as well. But mainly for us, you can complete the game now, and people are getting into that, so that's really good. And we've got STDs unlocking all over the place. So you're looking at the Xbox achievements for South Park Snow Day. So we had a socially transmitted distraction achievement in that one. So it was a viral one that was kind of not
Not viral
unlocking for
enough.
people. That's unlocking. Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. So it wasn't taking. So yeah, and you can unlock that one now as well. So. But yeah, anything on the broken achievements or anything like that?
Are you guys thinking about the Tomb Raider games? I'm just looking at the list now again because I saw it was broken, so I kind of was like, okay, well, I'll go maybe have a look at it again when it's
Exactly.
fixed. But
I'm curious, but now the Fallout bug has radioactively affected me, so
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I
I
am really interested in Tomb Raider stuff. These were my favorite games growing up. Really, so I played these games over and over again, and got access. I went out and bought PC versions of them just to play those expansions that are included in this as well. They've tidied those up as well because they were kind of jank with the old way you had to install expansions to files and getting them to work attached to an executable folder was a bit of a mess back in the day. So, it's good to have them kind of all in there together. They didn't really have any cutscenes or anything like that, I don't believe. So they kind of were just lumped on with a bit of story.
Right,
I don't
yeah.
think they've done anything to fix that, but it would be good to go and do those now. So
I'd be very curious to hear about yeah, your experience with them because I'm like, oh, okay, maybe, but it looks like some tough achievements.
yes,
Some really tough achievements, but also it's a huge game. 200 hour completion.
And you've got one of those on at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'll talk a bit about it when we get to
Yeah,
that point.
actually, don't start Tomb Raider until you finish your Eliminator.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. I need to roll. I need now. I
Yeah.
need actually.
Yeah.
I can put it on PC now. Actually, I want my PC might be able to run Forza now.
Yeah, and I
Interesting.
think we brought it up before as well, but the PS4 version is the one that has the trophy platinum. They don't have
Yes.
that on the PS5 because they changed the rules to the
Yeah. Right.
system. Yeah, so you can't actually you don't get a platinum trophy for that one, so go
Ah,
play the
that's right.
PS4 version.
Cameron, check your
Or
camera.
the Xbox version. So
I was gonna say quickly too. I would be very interesting if anybody in the community has played South Park Snow Day. The only person that I have on my friend list is Sangrias. And I'm pretty sure Martel, was it Martel? Somebody just gifted it to him randomly on
Oh,
Twitter.
okay.
He's, yeah, he didn't get a he didn't get approval from you, whoever it was for the code.
Okay.
So somebody just gave it to him.
Sweet. Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, I'm
I'm
curious
curious. I
about
mean, it
checking
looks
out.
okay, but like I like Stick of Truth was so great, and Fractured Butthole
It's twelve to,
was pretty good.
yeah, it's 12 to 15 hours on TA.
Oh, okay, so it's like a relatively like okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll consider it actually, because I
The
have
only problem
been,
with Stick of Truth was like missables.
Which actually speaking of like missables, yeah, I definitely had to redo Stick of Truth. Based on that question, I just remembered I missed one of
The friend.
I missed a piece of armor like right at the end of the game. Like the I think it was like Necromancer set you get from before you start climbing the treehouse. If you beat the guy at the bottom of it and then climb up and you come back, it's gone. I think they may have patched it later on, but I was yeah, fucked. I had to read. I mean, again, it's not a very
Bruh,
long game, so I could rush through it pretty quickly, but
Yeah, well, what these all of these achievements, I think, are they're all multiplayer, yeah. So, well, single player or co-op, by the
Or
looks of
co-op,
it.
yeah, which
So,
it's interesting. I'm like,
yeah.
okay, that's it's a fun wrinkle. I definitely I've been needing a new kind of a new game to sort of sink some teeth into. So that could be a it could be a good one. I'll check how much it's going for me. I might wait for a sale,
It's
but
like $60,
yeah.
so
Okay.
Australian. So, I mean,
Yeah, fuck.
it might be something to wait for, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Might wait for a little bit of a sale, but yeah. All right.
That's about it for the news.
I'll
Yeah.
quickly go through the Game Pass updates then. Over the last week, available now, we have Harold Halibut, Orcs Must Die 3, and NHL 24 have all joined Game Pass. And then on the 23rd, we have Iridian Chronicles 100 Heroes, which is the they released a prequel sort of mini game for a while ago, which has been on Game Pass for a while. It's a little side scroller, so I'm curious to play the kind of full version of it. Because that one got delayed from last year. April 25th, as we were talking about crabs, another crabs treasure finally coming out. Very excited for that, like a Dark Souls with crabs. 26th, we have Mana Lords, and April 30th, we have a Nice Death, which is kind of interesting.
No, thank you.
I'll
I'm
take it.
excited for Metal Lords.
Yeah, Mana Lords looks interesting. Game preview, so I don't know if I'll jump on it straight away, but. And then leaving, I just got announced. We have 7 Days to Die, both versions of that. Besieged, both versions of that. Loot River, NHL 22, Piku Niku, and Ravenlock. If you're going to pick any of them, I would say Ravenlock is probably the one to go for.
Yep, and Loot River. Just turn assist mode on.
Yeah. Loot River with assist mode is actually pretty straightforward. Piku Niku is also not overly difficult. Oh, actually, no. Piku Niku is a relatively straightforward game. It has kind of an annoying dance achievement, but.
Charles says it's a pest.
The Siege is pretty good too. Just stick with the Xbox version of the
Yeah.
Windows stack.
Yeah, I was considering doing the Windows version of Besiege, but I was like, only 150 people have completed it. And I know it had some glitchy achievements, so I don't know. I'm not super keen on it.
Oh man, there's so many good games this month. Like I'm keen for Harold Halibut. I'm keen for another Crab's Treasure. I started this month and just cancelled my Game Pass subscription because I'm like, I got too much games in the backlog anyway.
Yeah, right.
And then like a week later, I started it back up. I'm like,
Oh, there
God
you go.
damn
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at
it.
all.
But yeah.
All right, let's get into what we've been playing then. I'll just start. I'm just going to go with Open Roads. I think we sort of talked a bit about it.
Yeah, the rougher
Annapurna game.
legends.
Yeah, it was. I had like an hour to kill, so I just kind of ran through it.
Are you whelmed?
I think Whelmed is like the thing. It's just like it was okay, you know. Like I think I enjoyed the back and forth and kind of I like the characters, but the narrative definitely left a lot to be like. I was like hoping for a bit more. I was hoping for a bit more of a twist or a bit more intrigue or interest. It feels a bit shallow.
Okay. No, I was interested in starting it.
It's Cameron, you're muted.
Oh, did I probably
You muted
did
yourself.
it when I was coughing. I'm sorry. I
Fine.
had a coughing fit and I tried to subject you as to not hearing my coughs. Yeah.
We can still hear it on
That's fine. The audio version will be fine. It'll just be the stream.
I apologize.
Open Roads, not amazing. I think it was just pretty straightforward. I was hoping for a bit more. I really enjoy Annapurna games, so we'll see what they come up with next. But you know, for a game that took an hour, easy achievements. There's some good, like I think Macca has a really good like video walkthrough of it that you can just kind of follow along with. Nice and easy. Kia, what have you got on this list you want to talk about?
Well, I'll start with my stream for Resident Evil Zero. So I got back into that after what, 2 months of not being able to really go and do it. I'm about halfway through the game, so I kind of jumped in and got stuck basically straight away. This the place that I stopped was kind of going into I don't it, anyone that knows the game kind of knows that you end up in a training facility and you have to basically go into an underground area. And there's an area where you have to split Rebecca and Billy up. And when that happens, you have to go and save Rebecca. And I thought that I had to run to the room where Rebecca was. And I spent an hour trying to get past some monkeys and stay alive because Billy was on danger health the whole time, only to realize that I clicked on the area where I had to save Rebecca and it says, oh, you can't reach Rebecca from here. You can see him down the hall, but there's no, you can't access. And then I realized that there was a much easier, safer route that I had to basically run past two monkeys and down another hall, go past a thing that unlocked like a steam valve that kind of went off and then go down to some other place. I had to actually explore the underground area first to work out where the right door was, because it was one of those doors that, because it's a fixed perspective camera, it's one of those things where you don't see that you can, there was a door right in front of you, but then if you actually go right, the door was hidden by the camera, and then as soon as you go into the gap, you see the door and you can go
You're like,
through that other
oh,
door, and
what?
then
A door? How could I have known that was there?
and you go right through the door, and then it's and then Rebecca was right there, and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
That's
So
hilarious.
that's definitely a clippable for the stream, but that was my first experience getting back into the game. I should hopefully be finished that game next week. I was going to do a stream today, but that did not happen. So but yeah, other than that, I'll also touch on I started Evil West as well.
Oh
I don't
yes, yeah.
know if I've talked about it, but I kind of turned it on, but I never really did anything with it. But I so yeah, it's a really fun shooter. Like, it's really straightforward. It reminds me a lot of the Call of Juarez Gunslinger, more than anything else. But I think the thing that I don't like about it is that when you have to aim down sights to actually aim at the TNT barrels or anything like that to actually shoot them. If you're not aiming down the sights, see, all I want to do is just roll around and just free shoot at enemies. I can do that perfectly fine. But it doesn't matter if you're at a right angle to an enemy and there's a TNT barrel in front of you, or if the enemy's right in front of the TNT barrel, it's always going to hit the enemy. So the character will always aim at the enemy when, even though you've got the reticule over the TNT barrel. So that was the
Yeah,
worst.
it has a lot of snap aiming. It's interesting because it's that is a weird comparison, but it reminds me a lot of the original Space Marine, where they kind of had to strike a balance between having a melee system and a shooting system. And the game definitely feels like it's heavier on the melee and a little bit less on the shooting in some regards. But when you start playing on like the high difficulties, it's like, man, you start getting into melee range with enemy, you're fucked. Like it's guns all the way.
So I've been having a bit of fun with that. And yeah, the melee is like, it's one of those games where the melee is really satisfying. It's like when you're brutally maiming enemies and their arms are falling off and their heads are falling off, that kind of stuff. So it's really fun. So,
How far are you into it?
I'm only really into the second level. So I got past the train at the start and, past the cutscenes and then the cutscenes. And then I got past the cutscenes. So I'm about halfway through the second level. So
Okay, yeah. So you're
it's
like,
going down into a
is that the one
dungeon
that you're like,
area.
yeah, okay, yeah.
So I'll get to play a little bit more of that next week, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a really good Game Pass get. I'm very curious to hear your
It
thoughts when you
is.
get to the end of it. Cameron, have you had a chance to get to it yet?
I want to play it with Nikita with the co-op.
Oh, that's right, it has co-op.
But
I
we
forgot
just,
about that. Yeah.
yeah, we ha just haven't had the chance to. Because she got it for Christmas. Not last year, but the year before, I think, when it came out.
Yeah. End of 2022. Yeah.
Yeah, and then now that it hit Game Pass, we were just like, we'll do co-op, and then we've just been too busy. I
Yeah.
do, I do really want to see how it operates in co-op and whether
Yeah, I
the
completely
achievements there
forgot that it
comes
had co-op. That'll
personally.
be really
Yeah, I
interesting.
didn't realize.
I mean, there's not enough like games like that that are multiplayer to like,
Yeah. Cameron, you got anything you want to talk about?
Let's start with Dead Island 2.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh,
I've been
sorry.
playing a little bit of that as well.
I did the So LA DLC last night with Alex. Unfortunately, Alex was not quick enough to beat that person that's trying to steal number one spot on
Oh,
my girlfriend.
no. Right.
Yeah, they immediately jumped on it, which she
That
was
sucks.
not happy about. All in all, I'll just give my like general impressions first. All in all, this DLC was a lot better than the first one. The first one is quite honestly the
The
worst
one you said
DLC
was
ever.
the worst DLC of all time. I mean, it's pretty easy to be better than that, right?
Yeah, you'll see what I mean when you guys get up to it, but this one was a lot more like open area, what you would expect with a Dead Island game. I would say the storyline's a little bit better if it's just very shallow for the type of content. The base game is still the best way to play this. The best part of the DLC is the new weapons. You get two new weapons that you need to unlock an achievement with. The tracking's a bit weird though, because I swear they had achievements in the base game that were able to be tracked.
Okay.
Like,
Well,
as
you've
in,
got
you got
the
the like 10% increments, that kind of stuff.
in-game tracker. I don't think so, because I mean, I
Like,
can
no, not in-game tracker, the achievement tracker.
like the
Like, if it was kill
Xbox,
100 zombies, you
the Xbox
had
achievement
10%.
tracker.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I swear there was for the base game.
I feel like I did the one where you had to get downed 10 times and it
Yeah,
was every 10%.
I'm looking at it. Actually, there are some that are detract. Yeah, like the
Okay.
story quests one. Yeah.
So the DLC one has the achievement, which is essentially you hit it with like a ripper. You know the like the chainsaw kind of weapon in Dead Island 3? Not Dead Island 3, Dead Rising 3, like the main
Yes.
character has.
Yeah.
There's a weapon called the Ripper that's similar to that, that you just hit with right trigger, and eventually it will charge itself up to like a supercharge, and then you've just got to hit five enemies, and that's 50% of the achievement. The other one is a like circular saw, just shooting them through the stomach and like hitting them clean in half. There wasn't any tracking for that, so it's a little bit confusing when you're trying to do two requirements at the same time. Especially when the zombies in the DLC are pretty damn tough. They introduce a new one which is called a whipper, which large intestine uses it as a, you know, cowgirl kind of
I
whip.
fucking, oh, man, I loved it. I had this sense of humor with that shit.
The favorite thing of the DLC though was they had zombie memes of popular songs just being music festival.
Great.
Oh, what was there? The Sound of Violence. There was one for Don't Stop Believing. I'm trying to remember what it was. Like popular songs just with quest lines. I saw a few of them, just pointing out to Alex. Other than that, simple DLC, enjoyable, probably like middle of the road though, in terms of what you expect. And like $23 for like
How
2 hours
long
of
is it
content.
then, this one?
Yeah.
So,
2 hours roughly.
okay, cool. And can you play that in the middle of the game? So if you loaded it up and just did it as a
Oh.
side quest, would it feel a lot better than
I think all the content in Dead Island is catered towards your level, so you
yeah,
should.
it all scales, I think, as far as I can tell, yeah. Or
In
at least close
terms of
to it.
story, though, it kind of. There's stuff that happens in the main game that's linked with the DLCs. But, like, as far as I'm aware, this is the last DLC. It still doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay. They're just doing two. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was just two for the season pass.
Gotcha.
I may be wrong.
I thought it might have been
But.
three, but I may be misremembering.
Yeah. It was enjoyable. It's one of those things that's pretty much enjoyable because it's with friends. But yeah, that's essentially Dead Island 2. I'm glad to finally have got it done. I also did the Grounded update, which I got from one Mad Mike Forever, because I saw them saw they completed on my friends list. So I was just like, "Hey, have you got any saves?" So Grounded is now officially up to date. I also re-downloaded Overwatch 2.
Okay, that's an
Yep.
interesting one.
Yeah, you're not done with that one yet either. So.
I had some friends just nagging me a little bit while, so I just put on the hard drive and I've just been playing games casually. Like I've been going for achievements but not doing boosting sessions. So I started playing with Junker Queen the other day. Got a feel for that. I've still got to get the ultimate achievement for that. Been doing Life Reaver stuff, but I haven't managed to get anything. And Rematra, I managed to get both the achievements today within 10 minutes, which was,
Oh, nice.
yeah, I was just like, oh, I just gotta wait till like 8 o'clock to go down the street to get some stuff done. I'll just, do two or three quick matches and yeah, smash it
Did you
out
have
pretty
any
quickly.
trouble getting matches at all?
No, I mean, I feel like you only have trouble getting matches if you're selecting what your class type is. So if you're
Right.
being specific, like I need to play support, you're going to be in a longer queue. If you're just going, I'm going to be tank hero.
Yeah. So just keep
Sorry.
a rounded
Yeah, keep it rounded
amount of
until you
characters
need
that you
to.
have to unlock
Yeah,
the
like
full.
I've got two healers I need to do, I think one DPS and one tank for like six or seven achievements left.
Yeah, I only
No.
have character achievements left in that. So I have to go and
Then
just do them.
they
So
haven't added any achievements for the last
no, they're
two or
done.
three.
I think they're done. Yeah, they're gonna have to be. And a bit a side note with that, Kiku went and loaded up his PS5 version and unlocked the platinum because he had all the achievements
Oh,
on
right, that's handy.
Xbox. So if
Yeah.
you want a quick platinum, you can get all the Xbox ones and load it up on
Nice.
PlayStation. So.
Oh, that's fun. But yeah, no, like Overwatch has actually been pretty damn enjoyable. Yeah, I wish they'd done the PvE kind of stuff. Like, I wish they'd added achievements to that or something
Well, they
for
did say
DLC.
that, like, yeah, they're basically there's no more of that PvE stuff. They cancelled the
Yeah, they're
thing
not
that they had
doing.
even replaced with, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Just sad. It's you think back in 2017 how popular Overwatch is. Like they could have done a TV series. They could have milked this franchise.
People don't even make porn about it anymore. People are just kind of tired, you know? It's just like they just that's the sign that they're done, you know? Moving on to other games.
It's all Fortnite now.
Exactly. David asks if you've been are you tipping Blizzard after each match? We didn't put that in the
No, I
news,
am
but
not.
oof.
I do agree with the sentiment, but only for indie games. I
Yeah.
mean, if I see like I've got a Tunic jacket, which was like $70, which is amazing. I obviously have some of the plushes behind me for audio listeners, like Shovel Knight and that. I very much think it is a if you are a fan of a particular game, you should go out and support them, but just buy merch, do something like that.
Yeah, get something
No.
for it.
I wonder if Amazon Prime actually got the wind of that because I loaded up to watch the last episode of Fallout today, and there was a huge banner that popped up on the screen, and Dina's like, "What is this?" And it was a QR code that said, "Oh, enjoying Fallout? How about you go to the Fallout store?" And there's a QR code for the Fallout store. So,
Smart.
well, it's free at the moment, right? You can just get
The
it
games are,
through,
yeah.
yeah.
Hmm.
Such a smart way to be able to do it. Like I would not be surprised in the next few years if Prime actually like integrates their whole thing.
Well, they
Because
had Prime Gaming, right? That was kind of a thing that they did, and
well, the other thing that we haven't really talked about this week was Invincible is getting a game.
well, they got the visual novel game, right? But
No,
they're doing like
there
a
was a
real
visual
game.
novel. There was an article from, is it Skydance? What's Robert Kirkman's?
Skyward, Skyward
Yeah,
Sword.
Skyward sound. So it
The
sounds
one, the ones who took over.
Skybound. I think it's
Skybound.
Skybound.
Thank you. Yes,
Yeah,
Skybound. Yeah.
Skybound. Yeah. So there was an article this week about them going out to do an Invincible game,
I
and
mean,
he had a
you just
whole
get your
bunch
ass
of.
handed to you for 8 hours in a row. I
Essentially.
haven't watched the second part of the second season yet, but I need
You
to.
need, I have a lot of criticism
I'm gonna
about
watch
that.
it probably this weekend, I think, along with the Fallout stuff. Got a busy
Yeah,
weekend ahead.
Triple A Invincible game is exactly what the Doctor ordered. Skybound are starting work on a Triple A Invincible game. Promises cutting edge gameplay, production values, filling niche in superhero games. I think they said they raised 13 million
Oh, okay.
for it. Triple A Invincible video game. This isn't a yeah. There's a lot to go through with that. Where was there was something about like what studios these devs had came over from, but anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. I wouldn't be surprised if they integrate something like that in the future of like
Yeah.
You've watched the show, now go play the game.
I mean, fucking, you know, yeah, actually, that, I mean, that was kind of the, kind of getting to like Stadia territory there, right? Where it's like, hey, jump into the game, whatever you want, of something you watch, like the YouTube version or whatever you're watching on. Yeah.
Yeah, watch the YouTuber and then just instantly be able to
Yeah,
play the game.
exactly. So it's
As
just the
soon as
idea.
somebody figures out that, like,
Yeah,
just
good
that
luck.
straight jump,
Yeah, if
yeah.
Google couldn't figure it out, but yeah, I know what
I
you mean.
mean, if Google couldn't figure it out, she's going to go to the graveyard with the rest of the good product
That's, yeah,
ideas.
thanks, Phil Harrison. I'll just quickly talk about Diablo 4. Kier and Aftos and myself have been running through that. So we got our first like real, like sunk our teeth into it this week. Got
Must have
through
been
the,
hell.
yes, absolutely. It was. I'm playing a Necromancer and I'm having a great fucking time lagging up my entire system by having like 10 skelly boys while blowing up every corpse that I find with a corpse explosion spell, which apparently doesn't have a mana cost, so I can just keep spamming it. In fact, actually, the more I use it, the more mana I get back. So, like, I'm having a great time.
I Necromancer is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hands
I went
down.
with the, is it the rogue character? I
The
think it
rogue, yeah.
is. Yeah.
Rogue
Yeah, so
character, like, damage output is ridiculous for yours.
yes, it's so nice to get the two-handed weapons going, and like the quick dodge is really good with that one too. So, because that's where most of the skills go, how fast you are and how speedy your attack is. So, enjoying that. So, but
Yeah.
yeah, we got through the first act, and a little ways in, we did what, two sessions?
Yeah.
So that was good. Good to get a couple of days in.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be a bit of a slow burn because it's quite a bit of content there. And it's relatively, I mean, we're playing a world tier one. We're not really trying to push ourselves too much. We're just gonna have a relatively chill time and just go through and fuck things up. I'm doing a bit of a bone spear build so I can attack from range and then blowing up corpses as the enemies die to inflict more damage, which is always fun. Get a nice little synergy going. And Aftos is playing his press A to win, which is basically a barbarian with nothing but passives. So he just walks in there with thorns and everything and just everything hits him and dies. It's been fun.
So,
It's been
are
good.
you like looking to hardcore or?
At some stage, maybe. I mean, I'm definitely gonna like we'll do level 100 and Uber. Uber Lilith first and then go back and maybe do hardcore afterwards. I'm
I need to get that done. I've got like 20 levels to go and just Uber Lilith and I'm finished.
considering maybe just trying to find someone who already has a high level hardcore character and just getting us to rush through it or like, you know, taking us to a high level area and just boosting some experience. Like basically like old school Diablo 2 days where you're like, hey, I made a new character. I need someone to run me through to Act 5 or whatever to go and fight Diablo while I stand in a corner and try not to die. So
I
you've been
mean,
playing.
I think if you like doing hardcore myself, the only thing I struggled with was disconnects. Everything else is fine.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think going through by yourself and just carefully gauging the area, even if it's going to take a little bit longer, is the safe play.
Yeah, for sure. I also played Botany Manor while I was away.
I also play Botany Manor
A great
whilst you're
fucking
away.
game. It was really good. Like, I had a fucking great time.
It feels like the if the witness had a baby with like a gardener.
Yeah, like it was it
And it was a short, relatively fun to play game.
Yeah, like it like the puzzles were good. There was only I only have like very minor complaints about the game itself, but like it was short, inoffensive, looked really nice, liked the music. Enjoyed the puzzles. My only real thing is that you collect clues as you go around to like tell you like how to grow the thing and you kind of compare them, but you can't look at the clues themselves while you're in your book. You have to go back to the location of the clue to look at it again. It will tell you where it is, but like, come on, just like if I've collected the clue, just
You
let
should be
me
able to click
access.
it and just
Yeah, I
get
should just
more
be able to
info.
look at it again in the menu. Like, I don't really need to wander around for another half an hour. And also, there's actually some incorrect labeling on a couple of them where it's like one of them says it's in the attic, but one says it's in the corridor, but it's actually in the attic, and the other one that's in the attic is actually in the corridor. Like it's a very minor thing, but I just noticed it as I was running back and forth trying to figure out the one with the bells.
Okay, so they haven't made anything else except for the Botany Manor, by the looks of it. Baldur's Studios.
Yeah, it's really good. It also has a stack. And they put out a title update on the Windows version for the achievements that they kind of missed. On the 3 on the Xbox build.
They did a bundle with Teacup on Steam, and I got so confused for like all of 5 minutes because I'm like, these this They did not go from Tigger up to
No, they
Bloody Banner.
definitely did
Oh no,
not.
they're just doing a
They just do it
Yveltal.
like a plant grown bundle, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a really nice
Okay.
time with it. I got Char to play it as well, and I've got Alison trying it as well. So
Yeah, that looks good. Maybe I should check that out. Yeah.
I merely did it the other day and I was like, I want to jump onto the Windows version. This is great.
Yeah, and like you don't, it's like the puzzles are relatively intuitive. And the nice thing is that like if you have all the clues, you'll figure it out. This it, like it's one of those games where it's like the puzzles are just tricky enough, but you're like, oh, I feel quite smart actually, but also not like I'm pulling my hair out. And then the last thing I've been playing is, of course, more Halo. Halo's great, right? I'm fucking tired of Halo. I've played a lot of Halo.
See what took me like 7 to 8 years, you've just
Done in
been
about nearly a month, yeah. So
take it slow.
yeah, so I've got a few more playthroughs to do. I'm nearly done with I've met some very helpful people on GA who have basically carried my ass through like speed runs and lasso stuff, and it's been which has
Aren't
been
you
very
glad I know
helpful
Dom?
because I've tried doing some of the solo stuff. It's bullshit. Halo Legendary is, I've said this before, is kind of like beyond the kind of fun that I have with video games. If I'm gonna play the game, I'll play it on heroic. Legendary is maybe just a little bit too tough in some areas where I'm just like, I just end up, it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and do the noob combo over and over again. Like there isn't really like a lot of fun to be had there for me. It just kind of feels like, I don't know.
I'd love Halo, with the exception of Halo 2. I love Halo Legendary. 2's just a completely
Yeah,
different level
I've
because
been playing a
I.
lot of two, and I think two is the one that really fucks me off. It also, I think like Halo 3 is my favorite, and I think that like having four player co-op makes that game like Legendary co-op works great. Like four player Legendary co-op has been made the game basically a breeze, to be honest. But I've still got a lot of cleanup to do, so I need to. So I'm basically done with two and three for the most part because those were the ones two was the one I was like, I need to get this fucking done, so I got as much help as possible there. Huge shout out to Bean the Reaper, who the man is a speedrunning god. I have never seen anyone play a video game like that before. Even with my terrible fucking connection and accidentally shooting him in the back of the head a couple of times because of the lag, I felt so bad. There was this one grenade jump that he was trying to get me to do. We spent like 30 minutes trying to get it, just one grenade jump that just was not
What
working for me.
session?
On regret, basically the beginning of the level where you want to try and grenade jump onto the
Oh,
gondola
yep.
before it moves. And like I was like either too far behind him or too far to the side. And it, like eventually I got it, but fuck me. I felt
So
it, the man has the patience of a saint.
that level, going around the corner at the start, that fucking jackal, having avoid that and then managed to pull the well, I usually try to do plasma grenade jumps, and I'm pretty sure the what are the other enemies there?
The elites.
Is it elites?
It's
Oh,
two
there's
elites
like.
in the corridor, and then the jackals on the outside as you try to grenade jump across around
Oh,
that
I
first
mean, like
corner.
when you're trying to grenade jump, though, isn't there brutes that try and.
No, because it's before. No, I think it's pretty sure it's. Oh, actually, no, you might be
Okay.
right. I think it is. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. It's either
Any.
brutes or there is something else on the bridge. Yeah, it took me so long to learn how to master that.
Yeah.
But God, as soon as you get it done, you feel like a god.
Oh yeah. I still have a little bit of cleanup to do for Halo 2. Like I'm just gonna run through on easy to do some of the speedrun stuff. That's mostly what I'm doing at the moment is cleanup. I do still need to do like a proper solo legendary run through of Halo Reach because there's an achievement for it. Reach is
At least
fucking
you can do all
yeah.
the levels separately, though, can't
You
you?
can do, yeah. You don't have to do the playthrough, the playlist. So yeah, having a really, really good time with it, but I have put 157 hours into this game since I started it at the end of March. So it's been a lot. And then a lot of that time has been fucking around with the PC version trying to get it running.
Now,
But
this is the intervention where we tell you this is not a 360 game. It
yes,
does
yeah.
not count.
It does not, yeah, true.
David asked, have you done the full saga?
Yes, I did do the full cycle. Like that was one of the things I sat down and just was like, this will be good to get like get some of the par times and that sort of stuff just like cleared out and just have like a normal playthrough of the entire series. So I
It's
did
one of
that. I
those
did.
achievements. I was going to say, it's one of those achievements you definitely should
Yeah,
do
just figure, just like
start.
do it from the get go. And then I did like an easy playlist of ODST and an easy playlist of Reach. just to kind of get through it. And I've got so I've got most of the part-time stuff. I don't have a lot of the score for the level, so I'm gonna have to go back and try and do those. That's probably gonna be my weekend. And then I've got Spartan Ops sitting there that I guess I need to restart from scratch, which I'm not thrilled about because I was about halfway through it. But it is what it is. Those games are great. I mean, Halo 2 is my least favorite still. I do have a bit more of an appreciation for it now that I've played a lot more of it, but it is still the worst one, like by a lot.
It was rushed.
Yeah, it really was,
It was
unfortunately.
rushed, and somehow it's still the longest out of
Yeah,
all of
true.
them.
The Arbiter levels just aren't as interesting as the Master Chief ones.
I still
Anyway.
like that. Like the oh, what's that level called? Where
Heretic.
you're Is that the one where you're flying the Banshee and that
Yeah,
around
on
some
the gas
planet?
planet thing.
Yeah.
That level
That's
is,
one of my favorites for
it is
Halo
cool.
2.
But flood driving vehicles, I was never a big fan of. I was like, no, flood shouldn't be driving. Come on. And the fact that it doesn't have a nice warthog chase at the end.
They're a hive mind, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Multiple drivers.
Yeah.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Anyway.
No, mate, I'm not getting the car. You're flooded. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, I guess I've been playing a little bit of Diablo 3 as well, just to kind of as part of our themed month for 360
The
games.
money.
I've been still trying. Again, I haven't had access to my 360 because I've been away, and you can't do cloud stuff with that. But I'm at 3.2 million out of the 5 million gold that I need to pick up. No, sorry, 3.4 million. So I have 16, so 1.6 million to go. Nearly there, guys. It'll just take me like another 10 to 20 hours of grinding. I'm running the same section over and over and over again.
And that's just the most efficient way to do it, yeah.
It
There's
really
nothing
is.
else.
I just put it at the end of like Act Four and run from the crater to the boss, Asmodee or whatever his name is, at the boss. Just do that over and over again. Kill, hopefully find some treasure goblins. It's a straight line. Yeah, I'll get there eventually. Cool. Anything else we want to talk about?
I will go and touch on Soma. Actually, I played that this week. So pretty much, I mentioned last week that I want to do it before it left Game Pass because it's the second time it's been in there and it's leaving again. So I'm like, well, okay, this is it. I'll finally go and do it. And as a story game, I actually really, really like the story in this. It was really straightforward, but as a game, I mean, it was fine. I didn't really find that I enjoyed it as a game so much because it wasn't really horror, in the sense that I would have expected it to be horror. And the puzzles weren't really that taxing, except for one or two places where I actually got stuck. But I was kind of expecting a little bit more, on the horror side of stuff. When the it sounds really good, the bosses, the enemies have like really good sounds. And you kind of learn that you're not. I thought it was a space game. You find out you're not actually in space. It's like the ocean and stuff like that. Just like I don't know if that's like a proper spoiler or anything like that. But I mean, and then I was all in on it because I'm just like I love the depths of the ocean. Like all this stuff that goes on. You start seeing all of that and you're running around, and it's just like it was really a really nice game to play. That I'm like, well, all right. Downloaded Amnesia the Bunker. I'm gonna do that next.
Yeah, hell
So,
yeah.
like, yeah. So, but yeah, overall, the story has some really nice twists because you get the commentary from the main character, which is the nicest part about it. A lot of the games like that, you kind of end up just trudging through and don't end up hearing anything from the main character. You're kind of experiencing the environment, and this actually had some really good what is computers, what are
What is
AI,
life?
what is life kind of stuff going on that had some really good that really bled into the twists, I found was good. But yeah, it was just basically go from A to B a lot of the time with the game. So but it had some really nice set pieces and areas to go through along the way. So but yeah, it was still very enjoyable as a game, like enough that makes me want to play more games like it. So but yeah, it is definitely one of the, I mean, haven't really played any games like that for a while. And then when this kind of happens, I'm like, yeah, this is a really great kind of experience. And then I start looking at the other games and going, oh, well, I've kind of played the best. It's like
Yeah,
Subnautica, right? We were talking about a couple
starting
of
at the
weeks
top,
ago,
you're like, oh,
starting
well.
at the top, and then I'm like, oh, well, I can go and play this now
It's
and
like,
play
I'm
this
fine.
now.
Well,
But,
I play Dark
you
Souls
know.
and I love the genre. It's like, well, guess what? You
So,
just get to play
yeah.
pretenders for the rest of time.
Yeah, so that's the problem I'm gonna have with Soma. I'm gonna go and enjoyed what I had with this, and then I'm gonna go to some of these other games and be like, oh well, it's really not as good, and then I'll actually appreciate Soma a lot more.
Sure.
But yeah, but it was a fun little playthrough. I did it kind of did it in two runs, and the scariest thing about it was making sure I tried to get it before it left Game Pass, because I did it at the last moment. I'm like, yeah, am I gonna come back to my Xbox and it's gonna be shut down and I'll have to buy the game or something. But yeah. Other than that, I've just been doing some Trials Rising. I've been playing that quite a lot. It's just something you can pick up and do a track in your spare time. So I've been sitting there and just trying to smash out some of the harder DLC tracks in that. The problem with the game is finding the tracks that you want is just a nightmare. Well, the best thing that you can do is basically go to the stadiums. And then it shows you the full track of tracks. The track is in like the list of tracks is in the stadium. It tells you the tracks you have to do before you can do the stadium stuff.
Okay.
So, but you have to go around the map and actually find on the map where the stadiums are, and then click on the stadium. And they don't appear until you get this one unlocked and you know
That
this one's
sounds like a
locked
really
until you do
fucking
this.
convoluted system. Just put a
So
menu system in.
I spoke about it last week that this is the best Trials game I have played. Out of all of the Trials games, everything, the content of this game is so much better, I think, than any of the other games. And they put a lot of, like, I guess, passion into the tracks and stuff like that, because it really shows when things chop and change on the track and you really get to enjoy what you're doing. But everything in the game is convoluted. Just like finding, like, there's no list, like, proper list of everything. There's a whole bunch of filters that you can turn on and off, but you can't just have a list of the tracks. It has music that is, it's, I think it's the first time that they've had licensed music in the game.
Oh,
And it's
okay.
all that, yeah, it's all that Tony Hawk kind of stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so it's really, really good music, but also that licensing stuff is going to be its downfall, basically, in the end. And it's cross play, it cross, you can play basically, multiplayer across all platforms. But the problem with that is that it loads, and I said this last week as well, is that everything has to load. If you go in a menu, it has to load the menu. You go out a menu, it has to load. So if you accidentally press B to go back out of a menu when you meant to press another button, you have to load out of the menu, wait, and then load back into the menu. And it seems like every single time they do that, and every time you load into a track, it's trying to load the ghosts of people that have played the game,
Right.
or at least fake it. It's like you don't know if they're actually real. The good thing about it is you don't know if they're actually real people or not, and if they've actually they're the ghosts of people that have played, or if they're just the devs or AI that's all
AI
set up and
stuff,
they've
yeah,
given them
right.
fake names and just chucked on a whole bunch of, you know, their outfits all completely different. But then you find that a lot of that stuff is kind of the same. So you don't end up with, I tend to think that they're probably chucking in AI randomly generated stuff off the same pool, and you're not really, it's not really that difficult either. But when you have to verse them in, like the stadiums and stuff like that, that's all that AI stuff. So, but overall, like if you're going to play a Trials game, just for the experience of Trials, that's, I would say go with this one. Even over Fusion, like Fusion was fine, but they kind of did some silly stuff, I think, with the tracks. It didn't really make sense, and this is just kind of, it's just a nice experience. And don't touch Trials of the Blood Dragon. Don't touch it.
Yeah, fair.
Where's my copy?
Yeah.
Cameron, I
Yeah.
think I see one more thing on your list here.
Yeah. So after I watched Fallout TV show, I had a very big scratch to go to playing Fallout 3. I had all my old saves, but I just thought I'll start from scratch. Man, this game holds up.
Okay. That's not
I
what I was expecting to hear. Okay.
really enjoy Fallout 3. Fallout 3 is my favorite. I feel like it's either that or New Vegas.
You played New Vegas, right?
I've played a bit of New Vegas. I got
I think
like halfway
maybe
through.
You maybe you should go after this, go to New Vegas and we'll do a compare and contrast. I'd be very curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, but essentially I'm just playing through Lucy playthrough, just being good at Kyushus, and then just creating saves on all the levels before the achievements, and then doing the bad karma and all that if I need to.
Yeah, well, that's a way.
I've probably like 15, 20 hours into the game so far. Round level 8. Got dog meat early, which is great because dog meat's just shredding through enemies.
Yep, nice,
But
nice.
yeah,
It still has that.
the TV show and the game complement each other so well. Like I'm reading into the lore of all the different vaults, like how they had what was it, 99 men and one woman in one vault, and 99 men
There's
and
so much interesting Vault Tec lore.
and like the TV show is canon, so like it fills in everything so well. Actually, without giving spoilers, the TV show was Fallout 5.
All
I would not
right.
be surprised if Todd Howard goes ESO 6, sorry, not ESO, Outer Scrolls 6, and then that's it. Like he's retired. Like he what's
I mean, he says he wants to do another Fallout, but again, it won't be till like 2035. So,
The show does fill in the cracks. I think you're right there.
I'm
So,
very
like, it
curious
just.
because Fallout fans are very snippy about the lore stuff. So.
Yeah, people are like, there's a lot of articles about, like, oh, it doesn't do New Vegas justice. It does. It, like, new.
I don't want to hear any more about it. I'm gonna go watch it, and we're gonna do an episode on it. So don't blow your load here.
Man, yeah. I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying it so far that the only other person that had finished the TV show was Nick. So I was just discussing all the different option, like all the different stuff with Nick, and Nick's just been getting me to stream it in Discord. So,
Yeah, right, nice. Cool.
Nick will just message me like jump on Fallout 3, and I'm like, okay. Which is good. If you, I have somebody holding me accountable to actually playing 360 games at the moment.
Amazing.
So, which is good, yes, but not when you're trying to move. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else. Just trying to go like heavy on the upskilling my character and
Do they still, I can't remember if they ever fixed it or anything like that, but 3 was the one where you could put dog meat in when you were in a dungeon or something, you can get them to fetch and they fetch the stuff out of the locked cabinets.
I did not
You
know
know that
that.
was a thing?
I know Nick's been showing me the caps method where you trade in the poor conditioned item that's duplicated and you can sell for more.
Yeah, have a look at the conditions and give it a test or something, but I'm pretty sure if you get the dog meat to fetch, he will get the stuff out of the lock cabinet so you don't have to actually go unlock them.
Handy.
Well, for me, I was just like, dog meat's just shredding up everything. This is fucking great.
The Walking
And
Sim.
then I accidentally sent him away to go find something, and I was like, where's my dog? I
Oh.
started freaking out, and then he just came back. It's like, oh, here's a steak. I'm like, where the fuck have you been? It's been like 3 days. But the only criticism I have with Fallout 3 is it's very much you need to learn how to read a map. Like some of those parts in
Yes.
DC, which some of those parts in DC are really fucking annoying in terms of like getting lost.
Agreed. Yeah, because DC has that kind of grid structure thing, and it's like, yeah, that doesn't like they just block it off, and you have to go through subways and stuff.
It's like, all right, I'm looking up a map online, but no, I have to go through this subway and all that. And it's just,
Agreed.
it's much more complicated than it needs to be. But I love the lore. I love the atmosphere of the wasteland. Just, yeah, I'm having a blast with it.
I've only played 3, so
Oh
no.
God, New Vegas
New
just.
Vegas, I've probably put. I think I did the walkthrough up until the speech dialogue, like hack to get your level up.
Oh, okay,
There's
yeah.
like you play 2 hours of Vegas. There's a particular NPC which you can get experience of.
You just keep spamming it, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just do that prior to the patch.
It's really, yeah. Like I have so many good things about saying New Vegas, but there's a video essay by a guy, H Bomb guy. He recently did a really interesting one about plagiarism.
Yep.
He also did a
Is
great
that the
video.
4 hour long?
Yeah, the 4 hour long one
Yeah.
that was really good. He also did a great video years ago about Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas and just like why, like the design behind New Vegas in terms of like how it leads players in a direction and like how it signposts and all the kind of just clever, interesting stuff that it does. That and he would say it far better than I ever could, but highly, highly recommend you watch that video if you have any interest in New Vegas.
I've played a little bit of each of, well, I guess I've played a little bit of each of them. 76 was too bare bones still for me.
Sure.
But 4 is much more disappointing compared to like 3 and New Vegas. I was a massive Fallout fan with 3, even though I only probably played like 10 hours of it, this first time around.
I lie a little bit then because I did start 4 and I got up to the point where they wanted you to build some house stuff and I just
The
turned it
settlement,
off.
the settlement wrecked it.
So.
Yeah, I was really disappointed in 4. I mean, I played through it and I had a decent time, but from like going from 3 in New Vegas to that, I was like, oof.
But
Okay.
then
Yeah.
the only thing that I really enjoyed with 4 was getting the Brotherhood, the armor.
Like the power armor stuff is quite interesting, but 3, yeah, I don't know. I think 3 is kind of maybe a bit more interesting. I don't know. Like the thing with 4 being the dialogue wheel thing of having like 4 options that all basically mean the same thing. I was like, having a voice protagonist was kind of maybe a mistake.
I think it takes away from the magic of like playing an RPG quite a bit.
Exactly. Yeah, like that those kinds of RPGs where dialogue is such a huge thing. Like I understand that there are limits when you do a voice protagonist of what you can get them to say outside of doing some AI bullshit. But like there's a reason why Baldur's Gate has a silent protagonist. Like Baldur's Gate 3, like it keeps your options so much. It gives you so much more to work with, and doesn't and you don't limit yourself nearly as much as you would by having a voice protagonist with a bit of a dialogue wheel. I mean, like even Mass Effect suffers from that, but I think in RPGs there's a key distinction between whether you are playing as a character like you've created, like yourself, or you're playing as a sort of set character that you kind of nudge in various directions. So, for example, like Mass Effect. You like Shepard has is kind of a character. I mean, you can kind of push him towards more Paragon or Renegade stuff, but you know, he's kind of like a badass superhero commander dude.
I mean the shortfalls of that like are made up with those. It's weird because like inherently you would think that Mass Effect and Fallout are the same game just in two different settings, right?
Right.
But Mass Effect does it in such a way that its karma system feels flat. Like to be critical of Fallout for a second, I feel like the karma system, for the most part, just feels like a tag that's been put on your name. Other than
Yeah.
going to, if I shot somebody in Megaton, they're gonna know that I've shot them for 3 days and, essentially declare war on me. The Mass Effect stuff just feels inherently more interesting
Yeah, basically it's
and more.
like by the yeah, well Mass Effect is like by the book versus like loose canon and kind of so you're never like evil. You're like do I it's like yeah, do I do things as they should be done or I do things that need to be done? That's actually kind of why I like New Vegas a little bit more is that like there isn't a karma system, quote unquote. It's more like you have if like relate like I'm thinking like relationship meter, but that's not what I'm talking about. But like a like how much of various factions like or dislike you. So it's like if you do something they dislike, it's not like oh you get evil points for being evil because that's the game telling you that like they're moralizing and telling you what's
It's
good and evil. It's like no, this group doesn't like you because you did something this way.
essentially your rep with that faction in
Exactly. Yeah, reputation is what
Mexico.
I'm trying to say. Yes, that's and I think New Vegas. That's one of the reasons why New Vegas is kind of a bit more of an interesting system, as opposed to being a goody two shoes versus like being the devil.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that I want to say about Fallout. I think Fallout, the biggest thing is the lore. Like, the biggest thing to me is the lore.
Because it's
The
definitely not
worst
the
thing to me
combat,
is
because the
the.
shooting's still shit in those old games.
Well, I never realized that bats could do multi-shots until Nick
Oh,
pointed it out
mate.
to me.
Makes
I
a
had a
big
Cameron
fucking
moment.
difference. Yeah.
I mean, I usually just do single shot or just go and whack the thing, but
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
I'm definitely feeling the Fallout itch, and I'm like, could maybe get a group together to
Me
do
too. Me too.
76 maybe, but I don't know. Like, even now, I know it's definitely improved a lot, but
The positive thing is, though, every podcast I've listened to about 76 After has talked about how good the community is, how people for so long now have, they don't want the game to die. So they're essentially like, all right, you're a newbie. I'm just going to give you a whole bunch of shit that you're
That's
going to need to
cool.
survive. Like that kind of camaraderie. But yeah, I'm
Oh,
definitely
maybe.
interested in doing all of them.
Yeah, I guess we can see how that goes. So maybe we got a community event coming up in the next few months. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much everything we've been playing. Let's get to our leaderboard. Yeah, Cameron, do you want to read through our leaderboard?
So we've got Lee Howard in third place with 13,735. Got Martel 18 with 14,210, and we have Red 47 with 20,000 and sorry, 20,370
Yeah, same
in
list,
the
different order
chart.
this week. So as
What's Lee
last
doing
week,
up there? What's I mean, obviously it's an achievement competition going on
but
because.
last week I was updating the leaderboard, and I updated at what 5:30 p.m. or something. It was like half an hour before we started, or an hour, and I updated it again at 6, and he went from second at 20,000 to 25,000 first place. So,
Jesus.
I want to see
Yeah.
if he's actually played anything decent.
No, I
Oh, he's
highly
been to
doubt it.
Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah, he is playing Forza Horizon, yeah, but also a lot of trash.
He did Gravity Death.
Yeah.
He did Smart Moves 2.
Yep.
He's only done 13 achievements in Vampire Survivors, which makes me very sad.
Oh, it reminds me, I have a lot of that title update stuff that I should probably just go and clean up.
He's
You're getting
missing
pre
two achievements in Vember. What's to say he missed them? Let me have a look.
Mem
He's been playing a lot of Forza Horizon 5,
Yeah.
I think, at the moment. So, or Motorsport, one of them. So,
I'm getting
well, he's
close to
Forza.
my
Got Motorsport
2.4
and
million, so I
4.
need to start thinking about what trash game I want to do.
Do you want to do Bluey?
Yeah, actually, I do want to do Bluey. So Bluey's probably a good one.
Also, Lee finished Golden Eye.
Should probably
And the
play
Grand
that.
Tour game. Oh my God.
Well, there you go.
I'm seeing a few games there that I would love to play again.
Keo, do you want to read through completions?
Yeah, I do. So, Bottle of Sharks did Touring Test, Rocket League, and It Takes Two. The Moonsum did Gotham Knights. Dude That Writes Long Reviews did Swarm Lake. Natolinator did MLB The Show 21 and then 22. Bulbasaur
Hey,
did
bada
Plants
bada.
vs. Zombies. Just Jake did Gun and Legend of Zelda 1. So the retro arc stuff again. Rapture did Soma. We had a chat about that. Splice did Persona 3 Reload, Botany Manor, and Inferno 5 track in
Oh
Trials
yes,
Rising. He was
that's
very, very
right.
happy about they were very happy about that. So yeah, Scooby-Doo did Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
He's going to be
J-Dubs
on my case about
did
playing games now.
Totally Reliable
Definitely.
Delivery Service. Yeah, exactly. Zynimus did Coffee Talk. Cobra Todd did Minecraft Dungeons, the last season update, I believe. And Firehawk did Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate HD.
Which
So,
means I have to go back and do it
yep,
now.
because you said you would, didn't you?
Yeah, I
So, yeah.
did. I did say that I would go back and do it. He did make a video for it, but apparently it took him like 3 hours to get through the boss rush. That boss
All
rush only has like
right.
nine bosses in it, to give you an idea of how rough that is. So,
Yeah, I'm very tempted to go back to some retro games and do the old Castlevania arcade games that have popped up and the Mega Man games.
I'm still waiting for Matt to
Actually,
do
so
the Dishonored DLC though.
yeah, no, I actually, well, to be fair, that is a, I do have it on the 360, so that is actually a good shout.
Yes.
It is installed. If I ever get my TV back, which is unlikely apparently, because it's been.
Allison, give him his goddamn TV back, or if not, buy him more TVs.
Exactly. So it's just been Baldur's Gate and Dragon Age Inquisition in this house while I've been away, apparently. So
What's the point of opening a Switch if you can't just pawn it off to your missus to go play your cutesy frog games?
Well, I'm hoping with the new PC that I can lure her over
Gotcha.
here to play Stardew Valley or something.
Somebody write that down. It's an RPG, but it's only got frogs.
Only a frog RPG.
It's only cute frogs.
I would
So
play that. That
surely
sounds great.
somebody's made it. Surely somebody's made
Yeah,
it.
that's the frog detective, except you fucking fight people. It sounds great.
Frog RPG.
We've also got the word challenge, everyone's favorite competition, where I come up with a game. You go on our Discord and you go on the channel and try and guess what the game is. And if you get it right, a GIF pops up and you win a prize. The GIF will be automated, not one of the stupid GIFs that we post, just so everyone's aware. But I've come up with a game and I've got a new clue. So this game is the second in the, sorry, this game has two games in the series, not necessarily the second, but it is, there are two games in the series. It has FMV in the game. So I'm not saying it's an FMV game necessarily, but it has it in the game. So I saw a good guess of Command and Conquer. That's a good idea. Start thinking maybe along those lines. Here's an interesting clue I haven't done before. This game has a teen, T for teen, ESRB rating.
Oh, they don't count for nothing, though. They don't count for nothing these days, though.
I mean,
Mum and Pop can just walk
oh
in
yeah, like yeah,
and
well,
get the
no one actually
attention.
sticks with the ratings, but they are
No.
officially on the games, so that will
It
narrow it down a
just
little bit.
depends on whether or not it was out before or after the R18 ratings came out over in Australia.
True. Although this is ESRB, so I think that's just the States one. I'm not sure exactly how, because I think they use PEGI in the in Europe. I just remember hearing PEGI 18 when you're like something that's gonna a lot of blood, guts, and violence. So yep,
What
yeah.
are, I know, tangent for a second, but what are like the most iconic like sounds other than like EA Sports
EA
is in the
Sports
game?
is in the game as long as you give us
And
10
like
extra
Piggy
bucks.
18 and what else?
I mean, the Sega one is just a classic. Sega. Actually, no, the
Sega, yeah.
best
Also,
one, the best one is the PlayStation boot up sound. There's like the one, there's the one and then the other,
the
because
falling piano.
I
Yes.
booted up my PS I booted up my PS2 today to try to test out a Resident Evil game that I picked up for it. And that boot up sound for the PS2 is
It's a good one.
horrendous, actually.
It's
And
great. What are you talking about? I
it
mean,
is great, but if you hear it at the bit rate or whatever it
oh
is that
yeah,
it's got,
nowadays, yeah,
it's
if you hear it too.
just
Yeah.
all right. So
Terrible.
you're all
It is good
wrong.
though. It
It's
is good.
you're all wrong. It's the GameCube
I knew you were gonna
boot-up
say
sound.
GameCube. I knew, yeah, the GameCube one
It's
is great.
iconic.
I do like a
Just the
video of
animation.
somebody did the GameCube animation, but it just keeps going and going and going and going. It just gets louder and
Yeah.
faster, and it just gets really, really upsetting.
I was gonna say the
Increases 10% every time.
menu sounds for Final Fantasy.
The
The
ones that
ding,
never
ding,
leave,
ding,
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 the ones that
ding.
never leave your mind. Yeah. Oh,
The victory
God.
sound.
The
Victory
what?
sound for Final Fantasy.
Oh, that's okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Something.
That's not at all how it goes, Cameron. Not even close.
Yeah.
It's da da da
Oh,
da
wait.
da da da
Yeah, okay.
da. Yeah, there you
Now,
go.
you
Sorry, I got to
need to
scratch that. Sorry, I'm going to get a
experience
copyright strike for that.
the.
I'm going to have to bleep that out. Sorry.
Yeah. If you're going to do that, you need to experience the leveling down sounds in Final Fantasy XI when you.
Leveling down.
Yes. So if you actually die and you're just before, and you've just leveled up, you can actually level down.
That's
And
criminal.
it's the same sound as leveling up, which I think it's kind of like a trumpet version, I think, of the victory tune, but it's the opposite, and it's with the down tone instead of like
Oh
an up tone.
no. That's my
It's
fault.
really
That's
terrible.
brutal. I'm gonna have to look this up after. That's like
I'll see if
leveling
I
up,
can
like
find it.
in games where you lose experience, leveling up is supposed to be a safety net. It's supposed to be like, I leveled up. I shouldn't be able to go below that. But Final Fantasy XI was like, fuck you. That's really funny. Christ. All right. I'm just going through our patrons, patreon.com/hallofgamers if you want to help support the show. A huge thank you to Lee Howard, Mikhail KV, Natolinator, Mad Lefty, Admiral Awesome, Happy Moogles, Kung Fu Skills, Hack and Pwn, Cavaliers07, Old Mate Flower, Mark B, McLovin Legend, Marsage, Mr. Mace J, Left for Legacy, and McNulty. A huge thank you to all you guys. We literally could not afford to do the show without you guys. So thanks for sticking around and supporting us. And if you do want to help support us, like I said, patreon.com/hallofgamers. I do put Patreon exclusive content up there. So outros and intro stuff that we record for these episodes, as well as any kind of lights, camera, and action stuff or podcast specials, spoiler casts, things like that we do go up on the Patreon, either exclusively or first for quite a while with a long delay. So I usually try and sneak the other ones on at the end of the month when I have a bit more bandwidth left of our billing cycle for Buzzsprout. So if you've noticed in your feed recently, you probably would have seen the Alan Wake 2 discussion that we had around Christmas. So it's usually like a 2 or 3 month delay. Again, because I want people to listen to the content that we make, but if you do want to help support us, we greatly appreciate it. Any amount helps. All right. Well, that's going to bring us into the show. As always, we've done the show live on Twitch, as we are right now. We've got people in the chat today. We've got Char and Stubby and David. So a huge thank you for those guys for joining us. Xbox Hall of Gamers is, as always, the place to find us. We usually do the show live on Friday nights our time, but sometimes Saturdays for our American guests, and when we want to get, want to get Reptar and Shane and a few other people on. We are going to be doing a new episode of Lights, Camera, and Action, which will be exclusive to Patreon. So keep an ear out for that. I think Patreon has a thing where you can do like a little 5-minute snippet at the beginning that people could listen to kind of wet the whistle a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. I think the plan is we're going to do half and half. So we'll do half of the season and then the other half of the season as two separate episodes. But we're still in the planning phase. I still need to
So
watch the show also.
the notes were confusing. It said that half the people needed to watch the show,
Yeah, see,
now the
that's, yeah.
people not watch the show.
Exactly. So I guess we'll see how that turns out. We're gonna have most of us on the show. Keep an ear out for that. All right. That's gonna bring us into the show. Anything you guys want to shill before we get the fuck out of here?
Frog's Tale. It's a froggy turn-based RPG adventure with a musical twist.
Amazing.
There we
All
go.
right,
I'm just
Kia.
avoiding indie devs.
All right. He is totally hasn't been streaming or anything like that. He doesn't want to,
I don't care.
spook
He
his channel or anything. So
he's used his soapbox to
I
talk about a
plugged
fucking
the
frog game.
frogs.
I don't want to hear about
Exactly.
you plugging frogs, all right?
All right. So you can catch me on Twitch at Kia Live at Home. You can catch me on Twitter with my notifications for my live streams at Kia Live at Home. You can catch me on Instagram at Kia Live at Home as well for the shorts of the videos that I do for each stream that I do. And you can catch the VODs over on YouTube at HTFG Play. Yeah, that's me.
Amazing. And as always, I'm Neo Master on everything, True Achievements, Xbox, and Discord. Well, that was episode 120. We will catch you guys next week. See you later.
Hi, everyone.
All right. See ya. Peace out.